Fighters, welcome to the Contractor Fight Podcast, and I want my pool table. I want my pool table. I'm sitting here in my home, and in my home in the basement, we have Fight HQ. We've done a lot of work down here. We did a new floor, kick-ass concrete-looking stain. We did a bunch of copper around our bar area and columns. I got new granite. We painted, got new furniture. And way back in the summer of 2021, the Queen and I went to a local establishment and purchased a kick-ass pool table that will look amazing in Fight HQ. But it was on back order. We weren't going to get it till October. And so I think we ordered it back in May with the expectation that it would be here near the end of October due to the whole back order thing. So that was totally cool. I'm like, that's understandable. It is what it is. So I want to fast forward now throughout the months. And there's a lesson in this for you that I'm going to get to. But here's the deal, guys. Not one time did the retailer we ordered from send us any updates about the order. Okay, the end of September rolls around. And I reached out and I called them up and I was told that they would call me back in a few minutes. And I waited and waited and waited because they needed to check on the status of the order. And I got no call back. Okay. So then I called back, I think it was the next day later or whatever, and found out I finally got somebody and it was pushed back to the first part of November that they were going to receive it. I called them again just a couple days ago and I'm recording this. When am I recording this? The day before Thanksgiving. Okay. And so I think I called them on the 15th or 16th of November going, hey, hadn't heard anything. Where's my pool table? They tell me, when I talked to them on the 15th or the 16th, that they tell me yesterday that the table we want, which is totally badass, is not it's now delayed until March of 2022 at the earliest. So we ordered in May. We were told October. Then we were told November. Then we were told March of 2022. Here's the lesson in this for you guys today. I'm not mad. It is what it is, and it's a bummer, but I get it. Things happen, especially with all the things going on in the world today and, you know, shipping and whatever's going on. I'm not going to get into that right now. But the lesson here is that if you want to win in business, you need to be the initiator in communication. Every single time with this company, I was the initiator. The Queen was the initiator. It was always in our court to reach back out and figure out what the status of our pool table was. Guys, when clients have to chase you for updates and for information, it gives them another to-do in their life. And listen, I have enough to-dos. Your clients have enough to-dos in their life. They have families, they have pets, they have careers, they have sick relatives, they have holidays they're getting ready for, they have birthdays, they have you name it, they have travel, whatever it is. We have enough to-dos in our lives. So many of you contractors are looking for the next best marketing tactic or sales script to build your damn business. And again, that's understandable. We all want to find an edge. But if you want a real edge, if you want to differentiate in huge ways, you need to fucking communicate. You need to be the initiator. Stop sitting back and waiting for your clients to reach out to you because every day they wait, they're wondering. They're making up a story in their mind. And when they make up a fucking story in their mind, it's usually not the right story. And the story usually ends with, you're an idiot. You can't be trusted. And we don't want to do business with you. All right? Guys, it's that simple. If there's an easy button to winning in business, it's open your fucking mouth and be the initiator with communication. You be the initiator. Stop waiting. And here's the thing. Some of you guys have bad news, like this pool table company. Like I'm sure somebody there was like, well, I don't want to call this guy and tell him that the pool table's on back order again until March now. And so they blew it off. And what happened? They kept me in the dark and gave me a to-do that I had to follow up with. You know what? You want to be a kick-ass business person, salesperson, whatever? Grow a pair of fucking balls and pick your damn phone up and communicate with people. If the weather has you delayed, if something's going on where, you know, you have a couple of sick employees and it's going to push the schedule back, you initiate. Don't make people chase you. It's been said that our customers, our clients are always feeling something. You need to make sure that you're in charge of what they're feeling. Let me say that again. Your clients are always feeling something. And you need to take control of what they're feeling. And the way you do that is you initiate contact. You initiate the communication. You don't let days and days and weeks go by. Okay? Walk into the punch, pick up the phone and communicate. Good news, bad news, indifferent news, it doesn't matter. You be the one to initiate. I promise you. I promise you, if you do that, you're an uncommon contractor. I promise you, if you do that, the level of trust that people have in you is going to go up. But when you're silent, it puts a wedge between you and your clients, you and all your relationships. Silence separates. So again, I'm really not that pissed at these guys. I'm not. I'm disappointed. I want my pool table. It's a kick-ass pool table. I got clients that come into town. We drink some tequila and we shoot some pool. That's really cool down here in Fight HQ and stuff like that, right? I'm more disappointed that I don't have it and I'm not going to get it till March. And I'm going to wait till March because it's the table I want. But I just looked at this whole situation and I'm like, man, I got to share this with y'all because so many of you, like I said, are looking for the next best thing in marketing and sales as a tactic when really you just need to pick your phone up, communicate, and have open, honest conversations with your clients. Listen, I appreciate you guys listening today. Give us a review, share this with another contractor. And with that, you guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.